First Chronicles, Chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah. The sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Tagarma. The sons of Javan, Elijah, Tarshish, the Kittim, and the Rodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabtica. The sons of Raama, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who grew to be a mighty warrior on earth. Mizraim was the father of the Ludites, Anamites, Lehabites, Naphtahites, Pethrusites, Kaslahites, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorites. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of the Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Zemarites, and Hamathites. The sons of Shem, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided. His brother was named Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazer-Maveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimiel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were sons of Joktan: Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, that is, Abraham. The sons of Abraham: Isaac and Ishmael. These were their descendants: Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These were the sons of Ishmael. The sons born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine: Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan: Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian: Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Aldea. All these were descendants of Keturah. Abraham was the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac: Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. By Timnah, Amalek. The sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Ana, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan: Hori, and Homan. Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal: Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon: Aya, and Ana. The son of Ana: Dishan. The sons of Dishan: Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. The sons of Ezer: Bilhan, Zeavan, and Achan. The sons of Dishan: Uz, and Aaron. These were the kings who reigned in Edom before any Israelite king reigned: Bela, son of Beor, whose city was named Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah, from Bozra, succeeded him as king. When Jobab died, Husham, from the land of the Temanites, succeeded him as king. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, succeeded him as king. His city was named Avith.
When Hadad died, Samla from Masrekah succeeded him as king. When Samla died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the river succeeded him as king. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him as king. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him as king. His city was named Pau, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. Hadad also died. The chiefs of Edom were Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Oholibamah, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom. Chapter 2. These were the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by a Canaanite woman, the daughter of Shua. Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the Lord's sight, so the Lord put him to death. Tamar, Judah's daughter-in-law, bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all: the sons of Perez, Hezron, and Hamul; the sons of Zerah, Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Darda, five in all. The son of Carmi, Achar, who brought trouble on Israel by violating the ban on taking devoted things; the son of Ethan, Azariah. The sons born to Hezron were Jeramiel, Ram, and Caleb. Ram was the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nashon, the leader of the people of Judah. Nashon was the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, Boaz the father of Obed, and Obed the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of Eliab, his firstborn. The second son was Abinadab, the third Shimeah, the fourth Nathanael, the fifth Radai, the sixth Ozem, and the seventh David. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah's three sons were Abishai, Joab, and Azahel. Abigail was the mother of Amasa, whose father was Jether, the Ishmaelite. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jerioth. These were her sons: Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur was the father of Uri, and Uri the father of Bezalel. Later, Hezron lay with the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead. He had married her when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who controlled 23 towns in Gilead. But Geshur and Aram captured Havoth-Jair, as well as Kenath with its surrounding settlements, 60 towns. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb Ephrathah, Abijah, the wife of Hezron, bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron: Ram, his firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel had another wife, whose name was Adarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeramiel: Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam: Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai: Nadab and Abishur. Abishur's wife was named Abihail, who bore him Abin and Molid. The sons of Nadab: Selid and Appiam. Selid died without children. The son of Appiam: Ishai, who was the father of Shishan. Shishan was the father of Ali. The sons of Jada: Shammai's brother, Jether, and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan: Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeramiel. Shishan had no sons, only daughters. He had an Egyptian servant named Jarha. Shishan gave his daughter in marriage to his servant Jarha, and she bore him Attai. Attai was the father of Nathan, Nathan the father of Zabad. Zabed, the father of Ephlal. Ephlal, the father of Obed. Obed, the father of Jehu. Jehu, the father of Azariah. Azariah, the father of Heliz. Heliz, the father of Eleasa. Eleasa, the father of Sismai. Sismai, the father of Shalom. Shalom, the father of Jechemiah. And Jechemiah, the father of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiel, Misha, his firstborn, who was the father of Ziph, and his son, Merisha, who was the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron, Korah, Tapua, Recham, and Shema. Shema was the father of Raham, and Raham the father of Jorkiam. Recham was the father of Shammai. The son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth-zur. Caleb's concubine, Ephah, was the mother of Haran, Moza, and Gazez. Haran was the father of Gazez. The sons of Jadai, Regem, Jotham, Geshen, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaaph. Caleb's concubine, Maacah, was the mother of Sheber and Terhana. She also gave birth to Shaaph, the father of Madmana, and to Sheva, the father of Machbena and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Haraph, the father of Beth-Gader. The descendants of Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, were Haroah, half the Manahathites, and the clans of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, Puthites, Shumathites, and Mishraites. From these descended the Zorathites and Eshtaelites, the descendants of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth Beth Joab, half the Manahathites, the Zorites, and the clans of scribes who lived at Jabez, the Tirathites, Shimeathites, and Sukathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab.
To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said,
"If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
They answered him,
"We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?"
Jesus replied,
"I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are ready to kill me because you have no room for my word. I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and you do what you have heard from your father."
"Abraham is our father,"
they answered.
"If you were Abraham's children,"
said Jesus,
"then you would do the things Abraham did. As it is, you are determined to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the things your own father does."
"We are not illegitimate children,"
they protested.
"The only father we have is God himself."
Jesus said to them,
"If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and now am here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet, because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? He who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God."
The Jews answered him,
"Aren't we right in saying that you are a Samaritan and demon-possessed?"
"I am not possessed by a demon,"
said Jesus,
"but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. I am not seeking glory for myself, but there is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. I tell you the truth, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death."
At this, the Jews exclaimed,
"Now we know that you are demon-possessed. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say that if anyone keeps your word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died, and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are?"
Jesus replied,
"If I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim is your God, is the one who glorifies me. Though you do not know him, I know him. If I said I did not, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad."
"You are not yet 50 years old,"
the Jews said to him,
"and you have seen Abraham?"
"I tell you the truth,"
Jesus answered,
"before Abraham was born, I am."
At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds.